Welcome back to Biblio Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Rue. Biblio Radio is a segment where WJCU brings you library news and exciting new events taking place at the Heights Libraries. For years, the Heights Knowledge and Innovation Center, or HKIC for short, at Heights Library's Lee Road branch has provided library users with free access to computers, technology experts, a digital media lab, and more. But if you've stopped by the HKIC recently, you've probably noticed some changes. Walls and doors have been installed, and a new room is being built. The HKIC is in the final stages of an exciting renovation as the library prepares to open a new STEAM lab. So I sat down with two of the brains behind the operation, continuing education manager Heather Hoheiler and technology trainer Nia Turner, to learn more. Heather filled me in on how the idea for the space came to be.
Well, it came out of a need in the department to take a space that wasn't really great for using as a traditional computer lab and making it just more flexible, being able to do an assortment of programs for any age group. So to be able to do a lecture on technology and innovation with adults, to do gaming club with tweens, to be able to do tech for kids workshops that focus on coding. And we needed space to be able to do that. And the traditional computer lab setup was just not working for us.
This new joint makerspace and flexible learning center will replace rows of desktop computers that inhabited the HKIC semi-enclosed computer lab, which has been closed to the public since the start of the pandemic. The STEAM lab will include two new 3D printers, VR technology, a projector, movable tables, whiteboards, and other maker equipment. Unlike a more traditional makerspace, in which users simply access technology to complete tasks such as 3D printing, the programming in the STEAM lab will equip users with a more holistic understanding of these emerging technologies.
We love the concept of not just a makerspace in the way libraries have been doing makerspaces, kind of utilitarian, very like just do, come and go, and check in and check out. We wanted it to be about education, engagement, innovation, and what better than to call it STEAM Lab, which focuses on the things Nia and I are really interested in: science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics, and think of it in a way challenging us as an organization to kind of play and be almost like this children's museum type space at a public library.
This does not mean the space is designed only for children. The STEAM Lab is for everyone. In fact, the space will focus primarily on learning at every stage of life, which is one of the library's core values. Nia explained.
So when we talk about the STEAM Lab, we're talking about, you know, the STEAM approach to learning and kind of challenging the notion that STEAM learning is just for kids. It's not. Through hands-on learning, you create a deeper understanding of what it is that you're learning. So you can go online or you can read in a textbook about coding and programming, or you can come in and you can program a Spherobot and you can take materials here and create an obstacle course, and you get way more of an understanding of what coding is and what these robots can do, rather than if you just read about it or if you went to a lecture about it. It just is more of a holistic approach to learning about technology.
So what exactly will the space look like in the long term? That may change over time, as the library has taken a design thinking approach to developing the lab, which emphasizes flexibility and adaptation of the space based on library users' changing needs.
I think if the pandemic has taught us anything, is that flexibility is definitely key, and being open to hearing what the community needs and what the community wants, and being able to adjust our space and adjust our programs and services to meet what they do want. I think it's a great place to make it more of an intergenerational space where everyone can come together and learn in a way that like promotes learning as a community.
The STEAM Lab is currently in the final stages of construction, with the goal to be fully open to the public for programming by the end of June. In the meantime, as always, plenty of computers are available for public use in the HKIC's main lobby, and you can learn more about the library's technology services at heightslibrary.org. Listen to the segment again at wjcu.org or heightslibrary.org. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/heightslibrary and follow us on Instagram at heightslibraries. Biblio Radio is a WJCU production in conjunction with Heights Libraries. Thanks for listening.